The most basic question that I am always being asked is, why is it necessary to learn diktuk, Hebrew grammar? Is this a halachic requirement? Do we really have to know the difference between shvanah and shvanoch? Do we really have to make an effort to pronounce words more correctly than we are presently doing? Let me begin by stating very clearly the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Please open the Mishnah Brura to Simin Samach Aleph. Si'if Katan Chav Gimel states, Tzarich ledakteik shelo yirape hechazok v'lo yichazeik horofe. This refers to rules of dogesh. If a letter should have a dogesh in it, pronounce the letter with the dogesh, and if a letter doesn't have a dogesh in it, pronounce it differently. V'lo yoniach hanod, v'lo yonid hanoch. The meaning of v'lo yoniach hanod, v'lo yonid hanoch is that when one reads the Torah or is davening, one should not sound a shvanoch if it should be a shvanoh, and vice versa. One should not sound a shvanoh if it is a shvanoch. What is a shvanoh? Nun ayin, shvanoh. A shvanoh, with an ayin, is a stronger sounding shvanoh that begins a new syllable. Examples. The word Shema. The word Shema has only one syllable. The Shin joins together with the Mem to form a syllable. A letter with a Shiva cannot be a syllable by itself. Therefore we say Shema with a stronger sound, a Sh, and not Shma. The word is not Shma, it is Shema. It is one syllable. Another example, the word Tishmeru, meaning you shall watch in the plural, has two syllables, Tish and Meru. In the syllable Tish, the Shin ends the syllable and therefore cannot be a Shivanoh. The syllable Meru, the Mem with the Shiva under it, begins the syllable and is therefore a Shiva No, Meru. Now listen carefully to the difference between the two sounds. Tish Meru. Tish Meru. The Shin is softer, ends the syllable. Meru. The Mem is stronger and begins the next syllable. And this is what the halacha is referring to in Shulchan Aruch, v'lo yoniach hanod, v'lo yonid hanoch. Let me now explain the most important rules concerning shvanoh and shvanoch. The first question is, obviously, how do we divide words into syllables so that we can identify the shvanoh or the shvanoch? The answer is quite simple. A syllable is a letter with a sound, an ois with a tenua. Example, in the word avi, my father, there are two syllables, a and V. The Aleph is a letter and the Komatz is a tenua. The Vase is a letter and the Chirik under it is a tenua. The word Avi has two syllables. Another example. The word Tish Meru has two syllables, Tish and Meru. The key to understanding this example is the fact that a shiva cannot be a syllable by itself, either a shvanoh or a shvanoch, and therefore the shiva must attach itself to another letter with a tenua. Therefore, in the word tishmiru, there are two syllables, tish and miru. Now that we know how to divide a word into syllables, we can learn the five basic rules of Shvono, Nun Ayin. This is really very simple, so listen carefully. The first rule we will call Aleph. The second rule, Beis. The third rule, Gimel. The fourth rule, Dalet. The fifth rule, Hey. If you learn what Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey stand for, you will find it easy to understand and remember the five rules of Shvono. Aleph means first. If the first letter of a word begins with a Shiva under it, it is a Shiva No. Example, Shema. We say Shema, not Shma. The second rule, Beis, means second, Sheini. What does that mean? If we have two consecutive Shivaim, that means two Shiva'im in a row in the middle of a word, then the second Shiva, again, the second Shiva, the Sheini, the Beis, is a Shiva No. Again, using the word Tishmiru, there are two Shiva'im in middle of this word under the Shin and the Mem. The second one, the Mem, is the Shiva No, the Sheini, Tish Miru. Both the Shin, again, and the Mem have Shiva'im. The second Shiva only is the Shivana. Gimel. What does Gimel stand for? Gimel stands for Gidoila. What does that mean? There are 10 different sounds in Lashon HaKodesh. E, U, A, Oi or O, A, U. O is a little shorter than U. I, which is a little shorter than E. Another A, E and A. These sounds are divided into two categories, the strong sounds and the weaker sounds. The first five that I mentioned were the stronger sounds, and the other five were the weaker ones. Now you're going to ask, how am I supposed to memorize this? In fact, the Mishneh Berurah in Siman Samach Aleph, if you look there, tells us how to do this. There are two words in the Torah, Pituchei Chosam, in Parshas Tetzaveh, which mean like the engraving of a signet ring. Just memorize these two words, and you will know the five stronger sounds. P, Tu, He, Choi, Sum. E, U, A, Oi, or O, A. That's pretty easy. Now for the other five, just remember, Nus Mikol Pesha, meaning run away from sin. Nus Mikol Pesha. The five weaker sounds are U, I, A, which is a different type of a comet, E, and A. Now we can understand the rule of Gimel, of Gedoilah. Gedoilah refers to the five stronger sounds, the five Tenuois Gedoilois. The other five are the five weaker sounds. Now, the rule states that a Shiva that follows a Tenua Gedoilah is a Shiva No. Let us now use some words as examples of the rule Gedoilah. The word they watched, Shamiru, Vishamiru Vine Yisrael Es HaShabbos, Shamiru. This mem is a Shiva No, because it comes after a komatz, which is a tenua gedoilah, from Pituchei Chosam. Therefore, It is Shamiru. Levavicha, your heart. In Kriya Shema, Bechol Levavicha, Bechol Nafshecha, Bechol Ma'odecha. Levavicha. That vase has a shiva under it. It is a shiva na because it comes after a kamatz, which is a tenua gedayla, from pituchei chaysam. The word they feared, vayi re'u, as in the pasuk vayi re'u ha'am es Hashem, vayaminu b'Hashem v'moshe avdoi. The am feared Hashem and believed in Hashem and Moshe, his servant. You must pronounce that word vayi re'u, because that is a chirik gadol, which means a chirik with a yud after it. That differentiates itself from the tenua katana of I, which is a little shorter. A chirik with a yud after it is a tenua gadola. Without a yud after it is a tenua katana. So look at the spelling of vayi re'u. It is part of pituchei chaysam. So if you say vayi re'u, it means they feared. If you don't do that and you say vayir together, vayir u, it means they saw. It has a completely different meaning. So we see in some cases the actual pronunciation of the shva and the way you divide the syllable makes the difference in the meaning of the word. Another example. Yoy de e, kulanu yoy de e shemecha, v'loy me de sayrosecha lishmo. Yoy de e, from the shorish of to know. Yoy de e, again, the chaylam is a tenua gedayla. Therefore, the dalet has a shiva na. Einecha, v'im einecha mishaleach es ami. A is a tzere, one of the pituchei chaysam. So at this time, I think you have enough rules to get started in trying to master this rule. We will come back to it. Dalet, what does Dalet stand for? Dalet stands for digusha, a letter with a dot in it. So if you have a letter with a dot in it and a shiva under it, it will be a shiva na. I will give some examples from Kriya Shema and Shemoyne Esrei. First, two examples from Kriya Shema. V'hoyu hadivorim ha'ele. The dalid of hadivorim, the dalid has a dogesh, a dot. Therefore, we don't say v'hoyu had Vorim, but we must say hadivorim. That's part of the rule of Shloya Rapeh Chazak Vleichazei Korofe that we quoted at the beginning of the tape. Asher Onoichi Mitzav V'cha Hayoim Mitzav V'cha. The Vav has a dogesh in it. Therefore, we must stress the Shiva No Mitzav V'cha. In Shemoyne Esrei, we have V'sab Einu Mituva. V'sab'enu v'kab'tzenu yachad mehera v'kab'tzenu k'vat techila v'yoyatzenu k'vat techila v'tzadkenu v'tzadkenu b'tzedek uv'mishpat v'chol oyevei ammecha mehera yikoresu. V'chol oyevei, that yud is a shiva na after a pituchei chaysam. Ammecha. V'chol oyevei ammecha, that mem is a shiva na. There is a dogesh in the mem. Hamesurim, al chayenu hamesurim b'yodecha. The mem has a dogesh. Hapekudois, v'al nishmoisenu hapekudois loch. Shebechol, ve'al nisecha shebechol yoim imonu. Now for the last rule of Shvanor, hey, which stands for the word Ha-Doi-Mois, the similar letters. An example, the word Hineni. If the first two letters of similar letters, if the first of two similar letters has a shva under it, then the shva would be a shva na. In Hineni, there are two nunin. The first nun has a shva under it. So we have two similar letters with the first one having a shva. Therefore, it is Hineni. If we would not have that rule, you would think that it is a shva noch. You would think that it is Hineni. Why would you think that? Because under the hay is a chirik without a yud after it, which is not a tenuah gadayla. So you would think that it would be a shva noch. But in fact, since they are similar letters, the nun has a shva na. We also have in Shemoyne Esrei, Vilim kalalai nafshi sidaim.